Detroit police officer killed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The assault against police officers is outrageous, and tonight we lost a hero in our department.
Detroit's police chief James White on the death of a Detroit police officer shot in the neck responding to a man with a gun call. The slain officer's partner returned fire, killing the shooter. Detroit's mayor, Mike Duggan.
We owe a debt of gratitude to all the officers out there working, and tonight we have an officer and a family with a debt that we can never repay.
Police have not yet released the fallen officer's name. Thanks to a tip and quick action by the police department, a possible second July 4th attack may have been averted.
The chief of police in Richmond, Virginia, says a hero citizen overheard a conversation about a mass shooting planned for the 4th of July at the city's Dogwood Dell Amphitheater and called the cops. That day, they went to a man's house, and after they saw what was inside, they arrested Julio Alvarado Dubon for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm.
They seized two assault rifles, one handgun, and 223 rounds of ammunition.
Chief Gerald Smith says they then put a second suspect under surveillance and were only able to arrest him Tuesday after the 4th. Roman Balacarcel was also arrested for being a non-U.S. citizen in possession of a firearm.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a confession in Highland Park, Illinois, the prosecutor says, from the man charged with shooting seven people to death at that city's July 4th parade. And he's told investigators he considered staging a second attack the same day in Madison, Wisconsin, but decided against it. The suspect's been ordered held without bond. Pat Cipollone, former President Trump's former White House counsel, has agreed to testify to the House January 6th committee. He was subpoenaed last week after weeks of public pressure to testify, although he could still invoke attorney-client privilege to specific questions asked of him by committee members. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
FBI Director Christopher Wray and the head of Britain's domestic intelligence agency warning business leaders that China is targeting their intellectual property.
The Chinese government is set on stealing your technology, whatever it is that makes your industry tick, and using it to undercut your business and dominate your market. And they're set on using every tool at their disposal to do it.
Ray speaking to a conference in London. The Justice Department is now investigating efforts by the state of Texas to slow illegal immigration.
With record numbers of illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott created a multi-billion-dollar border security mission, including use of the National Guard to arrest people and busing migrants to Washington, D.C. The Republican governor claiming inaction by the federal government. The U.S. Justice Department now is looking into accusations of potential civil rights violations and discrimination based on race, color, or national origin by organizations receiving federal funds. All of this comes as illegal crossings are at a record high and following the discovery of 53 people dead in a sweltering tractor trailer used by human smugglers. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Several Texas counties recently declaring they're being invaded and asking the federal government to protect them from the wave of illegal immigration. Two women are scheduled to be sentenced Thursday in southern Arizona for their convictions for ballot harvesting during the 2020 primary election. It's a practice that's been illegal in Arizona since 2016. NASA says contact has been restored with its $33 million spacecraft that's headed to the moon to test out a lopsided lunar orbit. Craft spent nearly a week circling the globe out of contact with mission control, but now the space agency says the spacecraft is in good health and operated safely on its own during the outage. cause of that communications drop-off, still under investigation. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.